We just finished learning. If Yom Tov falls right before Shabbos, or Yom Tov comes right after Shabbos, so even though the Shabbos technically is not Yom Tov, but we still divide the Lechem upon him amongst all of the shifts of Kehan. Now what happens in the following case? Chal liyos yom echad lahafsik b'nei. Chal liyos, Yom Tov fell in such a way that yom echad, there was one day, lahafsik b'nei, in between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's say the first day Yom Tov is on Monday. So you have one day, you have Sunday, that's in between Shabbos and Yom Tov. But let's say the last day of Yom Tov is on Thursday, so you have one day Friday, that's in between Yom Tov and Shabbos. So under these circumstances, Chazal were not misakin that all of the shifts should be equal. Because again, technically speaking, if Yom Tov falls, let's say, on Monday, and the shifts show up for Yom Tov before Shabbos, so we can say, listen, you could have come after Shabbos, you could have come on Sunday. Now they're going to answer, I know we could have come on Sunday, but it's very hard. There's only one day to travel then. So Memele Chazal made a special takana. They made a takana that if Lemaisa they taka came on Erev Shabbos, they should have al kolponim a small chalik in the lechem upon. For that matter, when the last day of Yom Tov falls on Thursday, so l'chari we can say to them, what do you mean you're still here on Shabbos? You could have gone home on Friday. And they're going to say, yeah, but it's very hard. You're only giving us one day to travel. So Chazal were misakin that if they stay till after Shabbos, they should also have a small chalik in the lechem upon. So how do we divide this? Zak the Mishnah. Mishmer shezmanai kvua. The Mishmer whose regular shift it is, as we explained, each week another shift of Kehanim takes over and it goes according to a Seder. And it changes on Shabbos. So in the normal circumstances, how does it work? Let's chazer over what we already learned. In the morning, the outgoing Mishmer does the Avayda. In the afternoon on Shabbos, the incoming Mishmer does the Avayda. The incoming Mishmer already does the Tamach Lebeinu Rabbi. So really, every Shabbos, you have two shifts that are working. The outgoing shift and the incoming shift. So these two shifts, Hayanoitel Eser Chalas, they take 10 Chalas. Out of the 12 Chalas, they take 10. Normally, we would divide the 12 Chalas amongst them. No, now we only divide 10. Bahamas Akev and the other Kehanim that stayed in Yerushalayim after Yom Tov because they only had one day to go home, and they elected, instead of going home on Friday, to stay, Neutel Stein. They're going to divide amongst themselves the two leftover Chalas. For that matter, the Kehanim that came early. They wanted to come before Shabbos because Yom Tov was on Monday, and they said they didn't want to travel on Sunday. It's only one day. They don't want to take a chance. They also get two chalais. Okay, now what happens during the rest of the year? Ubishar, during the other Shabbosais, Yomai Sashana, throughout the year, or for that matter, let's say Yom Tov is 2 days away from Shabbos, let's say the first day Yom Tov is Tuesday. So who gets the lechem upon him? Only the two shifts that end their shift and start their shift on that Shabbos. Hanichnis, that's the shift that's coming in to do the avoida the next week. Neutel Shesh, they take 6 chalas to divide amongst themselves. The Hayoitse, and the shift that served the past week, that finished their service Shabbos morning, they also take Neutel, they also take Shesh, 6 chalas. So let's try to put things into order. How many possible ways are there to divide the Lechem upon him? And the answer is 3. Shabbos during Yom Tov, or for that matter, Shabbos right after Yom Tov, or Shabbos right before Yom Tov, it's divided amongst everyone. Everyone that's there for Yom Tov. Shabbos that's near a Yom Tov, but there's one day in between, the regular outgoing and incoming shifts get 10, and the ones that are there because they wanted to come a little early, or they didn't want to go home on Friday, but they were there for Yom Tov, they get 2. Throughout the rest of the year, only the shifts that are working now, it's their turn, the one that's finishing Shabbos morning and the one that starts Shabbos afternoon, they are the ones that get the 12 chalais, and they divide them 6 each. Zak the Mishnah Vayta, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanna Kamma. And he says, throughout the year, it worked this way. Hanichnis, the shift coming in, Neutel Sheva, took 7 out of the 12 chalas. The Hayoitz and the shift going out, the shift that completed their work, they were the ones that did the Avoida. Last week, Noitel Chomish, they only take 5 Chalois. What is the reason that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the incoming Mishmer that's starting their week now, Shabbos afternoon, why are they Zaycha more than the Mishmer that's leaving? And the answer is because the Mishmer that did the work last week, that finished their work Shabbos morning, they opened up the doors of the Azara in the morning. But they're not going to close the doors of the Azara. You see, there was a mitzvah to say to officially stand watch, stand guard by the Beis HaMikdash. And included in this watch was to close the doors at night. Whose job would it be to close those doors at night? The incoming Mishmer that's going to be working now from Shabbos afternoon throughout the week. Matzah Shabbos, they're going to have to close the doors. So it turns out really the outgoing Mishmer left over a little bit of their work for the incoming Mishmer. And that's why they take an extra chal. So again, the Mishmer HaNichnas, the new Mishmer that's going to do the work the next week, they take 7. The outgoing Mishmer that finished their work, they take only 5. So the incoming Mishmer gets 2 chalois for the job of closing the doors. Now, where was it divided? Zakta Mishnah Nichnas and the Kehanim, they're coming in to do the Avodah. In the upcoming week, Chalkin, they divided amongst themselves. The Lechem Aponim, Batzalfait, on the north side of the Azara, after they took the Chalais. And they came to divide it amongst the people of their own Mishmer. They would get together by the north side of the Azara, and that's where they would divide it. And we wanted people to see, this is the Mishmer that's going to do the Avodah now. Because that was the main place. The Tzafin Huazara is the Ikar Huazara. That's where Yishech Kodshei Kodeshim. The Hayoitz and the Kehanim that served the past week and they're leaving now. Where did they divide their Lechem upon him? In which place? Badaran. On the south side. Because they're not going to do any more Avodah, so they got a place which isn't so Chasha. At least relatively speaking. So all the incoming shifts always got their Chelik on the north? They always divided amongst themselves on the north side, the more chashuv side. Well, not all of them. Bilga. Bilga was the name of one of the 24 mishmaris that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Bilga is the name of the head of the mishmar. The psukim and divrei hayamim enumerate all of them. So the whole mishmar was always called Bilga. And they had 3 penalties, so to speak. The first was li'olam chaylekes, they always divided their lechem upanim badarim on the south side, in a place that's not the main place, even when they were coming in to do the avayda. Number 2, the tabata, its ring, kavua, its ring was permanently set into place. There were 24 like rings in the tzafen side of the Azara, the place where they shechted the karbanis, and they were for the 24 mishmaris kahuna. These rings were connected to the floor of the Azara. That's where the shechting was done. Now, it was set up in such a way that it could open and close. We would open it, insert the animal's head into it, lock it into place. And this way, the animal stayed in place while they were shechting it, so that it wouldn't become treif. If you shecht it in the wrong place, it could become treif. The ring, however, that was given to Bilga, it couldn't be raised. And if it couldn't be raised, they couldn't get the animal's head into it. So how did they use it? And the answer is they didn't. They had to use someone else's, and that was embarrassing. The third punishment they had was v'chaloina situma. Bilga's window was sealed. The ulam, that's like the front part of the heichal, was very big and wide. I'm sure you've seen pictures. It was actually 30 amas wider than the heichal itself. The ulam, which was right in front of the heichal, you went through the ulam to get into the heichal. There were 15 amis to the north and 15 amis to the south, where it was wider than the heichal itself. Now, that extra in the ulam, where it was wider than the heichal that was behind it, that was called Beis HaChalifais. There were rooms here, on the north side and the south side. Again, these rooms were called Beis HaChalifais. And each of the mishmarais, they had a window through which they would deposit their knives into the room. Well, at least the other mishmarais could do so, not Bilga. The window was sealed. What did Bilga do that this mishmar got these 3 punishments? So the Gemara tells us there was a woman named Miriam from the family of Bilgah. She married a Greek officer. And when the Yevonim entered during the times of Matisyahu, Kohen Gadol, she stamped with her sandal on the Mizbeach. And she cried out, Lucas, Lucas! Lucas is a Greek word that means wolf. The wolf devours sheep. She was making fun of the Mizbeach, because every day they brought two sheep onto the Mizbeach. She said, how long will you just eat up Klal Yisrael's money? And you don't stand by them when they're in trouble. And Chazal heard this story. So they made Bilga always get their challah on the south side. Bilga's ring couldn't move. They had to use someone else's. And they closed up their window. Really, why should the other members of the Mishmer be punished because of what Miriam did? So Abaya says that a child's statement in the marketplace is either of his father or his mother. They felt if she didn't hear from her father that he was Mevaza the Avaida, she would have never said this. What about the other members of the Mishmer? On this Chazal say, Oyle Rasha, Oyle Shcheinai. Toiv LeTzadik, Toiv LeShcheinai. So quickly, chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. If the first day of Yom Tov was Monday, so there was a Sunday between Shabbos and Yom Tov, or the last day of Yom Tov was Thursday, so there was a Friday between Yom Tov and Shabbos. In either case, if the other Kehanim, whose regular turn didn't come yet, but they are there for Yom Tov everyone comes, they came too early or left too late, that's why they're here for Shabbos. They did have a chance to go home, but it was only one day. It would have been very hard to either go home or get there. So we kind of make a pshara. We don't say that they divide equally with everyone else the way we would if there's no time between Yom Tov and Shabbos. But we did learn that the Mishmer Shezmanei Kfua, the Mishmer whose time was fixed, was their turn. They take 10 of the 12 chalais. And the Mishmer that came too early or left a little bit late, they get 2 out of the 12. They divide 2 out of the 12. The rest of the year, the incoming Mishmer that takes over Shabbos afternoon gets 6, and the outgoing Mishmer that just finished their work Shabbos morning, they get 6. Rabbi Yehuda says the one coming in gets 7, and the outgoing gets 6, because the one coming in has to close the doors at night. But then the incoming Mishmer divides their Lechem Apanam Batzafim, which is a much more chashuv place that gives them a certain chashivas. But Bilga always divided their Lechem Apanam on the south side, the same side that the outgoing Mishmer divides theirs. Furthermore, their ring, which is supposed to lift so you can get the animal's head in it, that was stuck to the ground, it was made so that it doesn't work. And also their chaloin, where they would put through their knives, it was sealed. And why? Because of the story of Miriam Bas Bilga, who said unkind things in the Mizbeach, and Chazal were concerned that she heard that at home. What about the rest of the Kehanim? For them we say, Oyle Rasha, Oyle Shcheinai. And we learn from this how important it is to try to have the right friends and to be in the right company, so we can apply to ourselves the Pasuk, Toiv LeTzadik, Toiv LeShcheinai. May we be Zaycha, once again, to feel and to see the Simchas Beis HaShoeva.